certainly don't have too much data on to the Dvarim Nilhavim Ka'esh that we just heard. She was like, assumed that being based medish, everybody will be safe. Learns in yeshiva, as Mashkiach said, Tati Mami, I'm happy. Davening, everyone heard. I just want to hit on the one Nakuda. The Gemara says in Makkos that this Tayyak mitzvahs, and then slowly as the Davis went on, but David and Amid and Al-Achas is very. The Rashi should betchilo hoyu tzadikim hoyu chol mekabel ol mitzvot havrei deyom zu lada mitzvot deyos achreinim the nasot tzadikim. So they went with 11. Then the Gemara goes down. The Amid here makes up a talit. Slowly, bozev v'emida al sholish, v'shavoy yishayo v'emida al sheish. In the end, after all the yiridas of deyos, bocha bakur v'emida al lacha shenem of the tzadik v'emid al zayichya. That means originally started with tayag mitzvot. Then, like Rashi says that. The Davis couldn't deal with so many things, it went down, watered it down, until Emunah Seyichel. What does that mean? The Pashur Shah is, and I've added that to the Emes, that the most important thing is Emunah. Or Shteta Nachazach. Shteta that even if we're going to get watered down, and with all the Davis, one thing we're going to stay with, that won't get watered down, Emunah. That we have. All the other things might get weakened, all the other things might get Chalishos, but there's one thing that in all the Davis, but this is a zach for all the days. This is all for Klai Yisrael. Shteta that we're all tzaddikim. That's what Shteta for. We're all tzaddikim. And if a zayvai that is a geir to emuna, this is the nekuda that will never get weakened. That nekuda, everything else, and from this nekuda of emuna, everything else will sprout forth. But the Shteta in this Gemara that in our days, after all the you read us a deris of emunasai and tzaddik that we have. The Chazon Ish says that emunah is bitachin. What does bitachin mean? I don't want to shigat azach. There's an opportunity here. What's the opportunity here? The opportunity is one thing. There's an unclear matziv. So when there's an unclear matziv in the world, the Chazon Ish says, who knows what's going to be? Bitachin, the Chazon Ish writes, is not that I think everything's going to be okay. That's not bitachin. That's he says. He says bitachin means that you understand that the Eibishter is not meshubit to any cycles, to any rules, to any boundaries, to any limitations, to any geopolitical considerations. The Eibishter is it's a good hand. Things are under control. Now, in everyday life, where we live a cause and effect life, we don't always have the opportunity to see it, to feel it, to latch into it, to access it, to be kind of this muscle called tzadik v'nosayich. When we bump into times of uncertainty, so then the ikrizach that's negated to us from this matter that we're in is that in a matter of uncertainty, a bentoyer sees an opportunity. He says, oh, in a regular daily life when things are relatively, we live with the expected, it's really not like that, but it's hard to go latch on. When you live in a certain situation of a shtickle uncertainty, then there's a matter to access inside of us the tzadik b'menosi yichid that we have, which says that we're in good hands. There's no uncertainty, there's nothing unstable, the Eibishter is running the world, and bitachin means that there's nothing that's out of the control of the Eibishter. We're completely in good hands. So there's an opportunity here to flex that muscle. Tzadik v'menosi yichya. These opportunities don't come that often, by the way. Baruch Hashem. They don't come that often. But when they come, a bentayr always is a businessman. A bentayr always grabs the opportunity of accessing that nekuda of tzaddik b'menosi yichid that we have inside of us, and we say to ourselves, what's it to be nervous about? Eibishter's running the show. He ran the show before yesterday, he's running the show today. Nothing changed at all. And the opportunity to flex that muscle and be kind of that nekuda and pull it out of ourselves, it could be, you know, the opportunity again to be kind of this kinyan ruchnias. So there's an opportunity over here. And we heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, so when a person is in a situation of uncertainty, he wants kiras abayis. So we know where to go. Dalad amash halacha. That's you and your shtender. That's dalad amas. That's your dalad amash halacha. Your shtender, your gemara. The Eibush is there. The Eibush is sitting there, and it's kedai to nutzer the opportunity to get this dar of kiras abayir, like the Mashgiach said, of being kind of the nekuda of tzadi. The Eibushter gave us a vote of confidence, and he said that that's one thing you're always going to have. So if the Eibushter says that you have it, so let's use it, let's pull it out, let's get that stability and that kinyan and ruchnius. The place to be always is in yeshiva, but the place to be now is in yeshiva, like we heard, it's at the Rosh Yeshaboy, it's at the Stability Shaboy. Yeshiva has made a tremendous effort in the coming days to supply all your Gashmir's needs, Vaifin Mahudur, and the refrigerators are well stocked for a long time. And it doesn't mean that what you have won't be fresh. No, that's not what I meant. But, that everything is taken care of. The yeshiva is taken care of. And that's a hecha timtza. Everything is taken care of. Follow the orders. Listen to what the Rosh Yeshiva said. Listen to what the Mashgiach said. This is an opportunity to let go of the type of controlled life that we try to live in our crazy door. And let go. Give it over to the Eibush. It's an incredible opportunity. You don't have these opportunities. You know what opportunities? The yeshiva man's a businessman. This is an opportunity to be koina nekuda, that hopefully you'll never have to be koina again. And Baruch Hashem should bench us, then that's chus, that we give it over to him. The Baruch Hashem, once you have kibbutz avoyer, kibbutz avoyer brings all the brachas, by the way. Once you attach yourself to the Ebrishta, we access that nekuda inside of us, that opens up a treasure house of Torah and tefillah and tzeach d'shmaya and tikkun amidus, and we come out of this mini event, Baruch Hashem, stronger, more dovek in the Ebrishta, more dovek in Torah, and like I said, there's a challenge here, but there's an opportunity. Let's all grab it together. B'shal Tov and Matzlachas, and we'll see Yeshua, see Saul, Bekarov.
Amen.